now here's Steven Gerrard just short of the centre circle. To the left for Johnson. Now Lovren and Skrtel, and Crystal Palace have yet to get the ball down and really maintain any element of possession. It's all been Liverpool so far. Can they fashion some sort of early opportunity? Coutinho looking for Lambert. He's managed to stay onside and he's rolled home. It's a first goal for Liverpool for Ricky Lambert. He sprung the offside trap and was found with a super pass through, and he just rolls it past Julian Speroni, and before Crystal Palace have even set themselves, Liverpool have the lead at Selhurst Park.
What a perfect start for Liverpool. Brilliant.
Crystal Palace are trying to respond in kind down the right-hand side. They deliver the ball in towards Shamak. It's going to come for Gale, just about blocked by Lovren, I think, and Liverpool have managed to get this one away. Blistering start for the Reds here in London in the pouring rain. Lovren has hacked it away, Lambert underneath it. Joel Ward gets the header and it comes down for Mal Jedinak. Still Liverpool playing with 10 men, with Joe Allen receiving treatment to a head wound. Ledley has it for Palace, moving over the halfway line, left of the centre circle, finding Bolasie. He'll move into a little bit of space and shoot and hit the post, and it's home by Dwight Gale. 1-1, Liverpool's tormentor-in-chief is at it again. 4 goals in 3 games against Liverpool for Dwight Gale now, and Palace are back on level terms with their first decent effort of the match. Steven Gerrard up towards Lallana. Lallana just nudged down by Joel Ward. Chance for Liverpool this. Steven Gerrard delivers it in towards Lambert, and he's headed it over the crossbar. But that's the sort of delivery that Liverpool need, the kind of quality. And Lambert might have done a little better than that, I think.
Well, he was under a little bit of pressure, wasn't he? I think that was the problem.
Jedinak was he just holding him, arms around him?
Yeah, well, he's got away with that on plenty of occasions, Jedinak. He's also been pulled up for a penalty kick in the game where he'd done exactly the same thing, just pulled the striker to the ground and the referee was in a position to see it. You don't always get it.
Picked up by Shamak. He's left it for punching out on the right-hand side. 2 to aim for in the box. Johnson trying to close him down. It's a deep cross. It's too far for any Palace players, but the header away by Manquillo will only find Bolasie just outside the area. He shoots! And he was very, very unlucky, and Mignolet made a good save, diving away to his left-hand side to push it behind for a corner.
I think it was a brilliant save, and I'll tell you why, because when he takes the strike on, at the last moment, Dwight Gale just ducked out the way of it, so the keeper had to react late to it.
And here come Liverpool again with Lambert, who's started deep there, and he's moved it out to the left-hand side for Joe Allen. This is better, but they need to get someone into the box. Allen turns onto his right foot, delivers it to the back post to Lambert, and his header goes just wide of the goalkeeper's left-hand post. Liverpool on the attack with Johnson. Johnson up to Allen. Back to Steven Gerrard, who puts it over the crossbar. Gerrard will take it. There's a two-man Crystal Palace wall. Hangeland is marking Skrtel at the back post. It is towards the Slovakian. He did manage to get it headed down, but Palace have cleared, and you can hear it in the energy of the Crystal Palace support as Bolasie breaks away down the left-hand side, attacking Liverpool at pace, right on the edge of the area now. Little 1-2, back into Bolasie, and he slotted it well wide via a deflection. Good covering challenge, that was it. Lovren who got back to him.
I think it was Van Keel who came back there.
Punching, and he's moved it to Bolasie. Bolasie into Dwight Gale. This is Joel Ward approaching the left edge of the penalty area. Back to Bolasie. Bolasie back into Joel Ward. He might tee himself up for a shot. Skims off the turf. Fairly comfortable save that, though, for Simon Mignolet. Coutinho just hit it against Gerrard, and it's gone straight into Crystal Palace's possession. And the ball in behind is for Bolasie. Bolasie in behind, and he rockets it wide. And that's another great chance for Crystal Palace.